Joined on the phone this morning by Clint Hunter. He is with the Narconon Arrowhead Agency as their radio coordinator, and we're going to talk a little bit about his story. Clint, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for spending some time with us this morning. I know most of the folks, or a lot of the folks anyway, that work with the Narconon Arrowhead Drug and Alcohol Assistance Agency are folks who have actually utilized their services, and you're no different, right?
That's right. I had gone through the program. I first went through the program in 2002, and then I had met a girl and left here, and then come back to work here about 4 years ago. So I've been with the organization for a long time, and it's really changed my life, and it's changed my life for the better. I'm a completely different person now.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was using drugs, I had actually turned into a criminal just to support my habit, and that's what I did. And I ended up going to jail 3 or 4 times. I didn't get any really big sentences, but enough sentences, you know, just, you know, 3 or 4 months in jail at a time. And I kind of got used to that lifestyle, and it didn't seem to bother me. You know, now I couldn't even imagine going to jail for overnight. So it's completely changed my life.
How did you first fall into that drug trap?
You know, in high school, I drank on the weekends and seemed to handle that pretty well, like a lot of kids do. And then I started smoking weed a little bit after high school, but then I started using cocaine. And, you know, even smoking weed, it was a drug that affected me, but I didn't think it was going to hurt my life. So I kind of thought all the things that I ever heard about drugs and them not being good or say no to drugs, you know, it just, they say that a drug will lead you into another drug, and it definitely will, because you smoke weed and your life didn't get destroyed and you think you're okay to try cocaine and you try cocaine. But I got hooked on methamphetamines, and that destroyed my life. I lost my job. I went from job to job for many years and really could never hang on to a job. So I just started living from hotel to hotel because I couldn't keep a place. And I shot my credit and my family no longer trusted me. I mean, I really went to the ringer because of my drug use. And the one thing that I'm glad I got most back from that is my mom and dad trust me again. They let me in their house again. I'm able to go visit them and be honest with them now. Used to in the past, I used to hide everything from them, and that's all changed now.
Oh, absolutely, I'm sure. Was there a point, Clint, where you realized yourself that you weren't in control anymore, that things have gotten out of control, or was it someone else that had to push you in that direction?
No, I mean, I knew it. I knew I was out of control, but it didn't seem to bother me, or it did. I had no ambition to change, and so I just thought I would steal more things, or I would come up this week, or something's going to happen where, you know, it's going to be better, but it never was. And then I was 20 minutes from my mom and dad's house one night, and I had nowhere to go. And ended up in my mom's backyard, and I'd passed out, and she woke me up around noon that day. And I was just in her backyard on a swing, and said, "Come on, I got some stuff for you. We're going to rehab." And I was reluctant to go at first, that was the best day of my life, really.
Really, wow. And you know, I'm sure at that time it had to be a little bit tough because this is the lifestyle you're in, and it's hard to make that change, isn't it?
It was. I didn't want to go at all. I mean, I was thinking in my head, or I was telling them. I was really just flat out telling them, "Well, if you're going to spend money on a rehab, just give me the money, and I'll be fine. That's really all I need is money." And that's kind of the mindset I was in, and that's what I really believed. And I was really upset that my mom and dad wouldn't give me money, but they would spend money for a rehab. But it did change my life. Once I got here, and I just seen how happy everybody was. Everybody was really happy, always in a good mood, and I just wasn't used to that. And then I realized that, you know, you can trust people and you can have friends again that aren't going to try to screw you over or steal what you got and that you had stolen yourself. I mean, it's unbelievable the difference between a person who's learned to cope with their drug abuse and get over it and just live a normal life again.
Yeah. Clint, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And my mom and dad still live there, and it's just a joy to be able to see my mom and dad and see a smile on their face when they see me instead of, you know, "What do you want?" or "We're not giving you anything," or "You need to do this, you need to do that." There's nothing like that because I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do now. and I'm living a life that they approve of, and that makes me happy as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dallas, of course, a large metropolitan area. We live in a rural southwest Iowa area of Iowa. I mean, there are a lot of different places where folks come from, and I'm sure you see all kinds of different people there at Narconon.
Oh, yeah, they come from all over the United States, and it's amazing the changes. And the friends that you make here are lifetime friends, because a lot of people, after they graduate the program, like you said, either stay here, but they all stay very close, and they keep in contact, and they keep their lives together. And it's amazing the people that you stay associated with. And I've had friends ever since 2000 that I'm still really good friends with, that I met here in 2002. So it's a good place, and it's a life-changing experience that people can actually become successful again and have their dreams come true.
You know, Clint, one thing I've noticed over the years of doing interviews with different folks from the Narconon Arrowhead Agency, like yourself, who have gone through the program, is that no matter where they've come from, no matter what type of drugs they were involved in, really the stories all sound very much alike.
You know, it is common, and drug use is common. It's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy your family. There's somebody out there, there's some loved one that you have who's not going to be approved, and they're going to cut you off, or you're going to kind of screw them over. There's something that's going to happen, and it's very hard to keep a job, and so most people that do come here are, you know, jobless, and they have a lot of problems going on, and Narconon just teaches you a way how to put all these problems in order and handle them, and then put them behind you in your past, so you can start a new beginning and have a good future.
Mm-hmm. And Narconon's been doing this for a very long time. They have proven methods.
They are proven methods. And one of the most unique things about Narconon is we have a sauna program here. And what that does is drug metabolites actually stay in your body from anywhere to 5 to 7 years after you quit using them. And if your heart rate increases or you start to sweat, these metabolites can actually come out of your fatty tissues where they are stored, and cause a relapse or cause a person to want to use drugs again. And the sauna program, you actually sweat this out within 2 or 3 months, and so all the residues are gone, and you don't have to worry about that type of relapse, where one of those uncontrollable relapses where it just the drug gets back into your system because it's all sweated out.
Sure. Well, one way to do that is to go through the program is to actually go to the Narconon facilities there in Oklahoma. However, that's not necessary. You folks work with a lot of drug and alcohol assistance agencies all over the country, correct?
We do. We are a referral service for over 1,000 rehabs in the United States. So, I mean, it just depends on your needs and your wants. And we have counselors here that are very good at assessing people and putting people where they need to be. And so, I mean, everybody has different circumstances going on and different obligations that they have, and these counselors can actually help you get help and keep the obligations that you have now.
Exactly. Well, the drugs that folks might use might be different. Their lifestyle might be a little bit different. Their circumstances and how they got involved might be a little bit different. But really, there's only one way to make that commitment and get out of that cycle.
That's right. And you do have to have... I mean, you might not want it once you go into rehab, but hopefully the rehab that you do choose or whatnot will help you understand a new way and help you break that cycle. And like I said, our counselors here are very good at helping people get their lives back together.
You bet. Clint, how do they find out more about Narconon?
Well, they can give us a call. Our number is 1-800-468-6933. And we have a website as well. It's www.stopaddiction.com.
Okay, making the call or checking the website doesn't commit you to anything except finding out more information, correct?
That's right, and we also have a lot of booklets here that we can send you that helps if you have a loved one or you yourself are going through a drug addiction that helps explain the cycle of addiction. And a lot of parents and loved ones, they don't understand drug addiction because they've never gone through it. And this book helps explain just how the cycle works.
All right. It's not a dead-end road. You can get back on the life highway again and stop
That's
that
right.
pattern of addiction. Great. Well, Clint, thanks for sharing your story with us this morning. And best of luck to you and the folks at Narconon to help people.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.